Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
Set up this extra point.
It's time for the Extra Point with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
What did you think of Ryan Poles marveling that the Bears' offensive line depth was as good as it's ever been and the O-line could be, quote, very good? Do you feel better about the Bears keeping 10 offensive linemen after hearing this from Poles?
I thought it was interesting that he volunteered the exchange between him and a offensive lineman he cut. And the offensive lineman, according to Poles, remarked that, yeah, this is the deepest room we've ever been in. Yeah, this is the toughest team I've ever had to make. My guess is that was Jatari Carter, because he's the only one that would fit the qualification or the criteria for somebody who has been here and could relate this group to previous groups. So that was interesting. And I think he went that far because he is proud of the depth he's accumulated. He has 6 offensive linemen I think he trusts to be starters. Ryan Bates being the 6th, who right now seems like a man without a home, a man without a position. If Coleman Shelton is your center, if Nate Davis is your right guard, Ryan Bates, who returned to practice yesterday, is not in the starting lineup. Somebody who you have pursued, somebody that you have signed and acquired, and somebody that I think does speak to the kind of depth that Ryan Poles was bragging about for good reason yesterday. This might be the deepest offensive line he's had since he arrived 3 years ago. I don't know if it means that they can be effective, but they do have a chance to establish the running game, to protect the passer, and to be good enough. I still wonder if the offense doesn't work, this will be, to me, the biggest reason why. Their offensive line can't protect, can't establish the run, but they have a good feeling about it. If everyone can stay healthy and get in sync, if Nate Davis plays up to his contract, then they have a chance. So I liked what I heard from Ryan Poles, and I like the fact that he feels good about their 10-deep offensive line.
I was kind of surprised that he said, you know, he feels very good about it. I know the offensive line improved a little bit, but 10 is a lot to me. I'm used to probably 9. And it just feels like if you have an extra one, you're worried about, obviously, injuries with this team. Because, I mean, the center position, it's okay. It's fine. It's probably better a little bit than maybe last year. But you don't know about the guards. Tevin Jenkins can't stay upright. Nate Davis, you never know what you're going to really get from him. Normally he plays, but he don't like to practice. And even a year before that, we were talking about Braxton Jones. Even though right now the tackle has been probably probably better than what we expect with Wright and now Braxton Jones. But I feel like it's okay. I feel like it's a little bit better. But, I mean, it starts up front. It just 10's a lot. And to me, 10 shows me that even though, yes, I feel good about it, I think he's more worried about the health of this one, which that concerns me. Because if you got your backups in there with Caleb Williams, then trouble is going to happen to me.
Yeah, I think you guys are spot on. It was a little bit of a surprise. You know, they did keep Theo Benedict and Jake Curran, on the O-line practice squad, right? So Curran at least has played a little bit. I was surprised that they didn't have more depth at the tackle position. Because here's the problem. You look at their offensive line, and Kieran Amagaji is not yet, you know, hasn't gotten up and running. He's healthy. He's on the roster, but I don't know that he's ready to play in an NFL game, right? So I think you look at that. I think you also look at the difficulty they've had with the two guards staying upright. Ryan Bates is back a little bit. Is he back? He took part in some individual drills, but not the team portion of the program. So, you know, you're keeping Kramer as an extra center. It's one of the reasons your offensive line, you've got a different group of guys than maybe you anticipated having. So I think when you just add up some of the injury questions, whether it's your, you know, would-be starting center / backup guard, whether it's your would-be swing tackle, rookie tackle, whether you're keeping another center because you're not sure who's going to be available in-game. And we haven't even gotten to whether or not you're going to have to use your blocking tight end to protect your left tackle. It's interesting to hear him say that. I don't know that I feel the same way.
They've got 11, really, because Larry Borum is on injured reserve, designated for return.
Yeah.
My sense would be that when you have three centers among your top 10, essentially they do, because Ryan Bates came into camp as a center. Coleman Shelton won the job because of injury, we're presuming. He also helps people get lined up right. But Doug Kramer is on the active roster because Ryan Bates, I think, wasn't healthy enough to assume anything about whether or not he can play. I do wonder if it's just a general manager who feels really good about the first five, perhaps, or six. Beyond that, I don't know. If you have to get down to your backup tackles and backup guards and backup anything on an offensive line, how good are you going to be? So it sounds really good when you're setting your roster. I don't know in reality how much you're going to be able to enjoy that depth, if you would at all.
It's a great, great point, David. When you talk about an offensive line, you want to know how many of the five are going to be starting the whole year. That's what the whole thing's about. That's you want to know what a good offensive line is. It's a group that's together from day one and gets through an NFL season. And there's not a ton of them that do that. But this seems like roll the bones, you know? I mean, are you going to have the same center for all those games? You don't feel like you're going to have either of the two guards for every game. And then maybe the tackles, but where are you with them?
What's his best case scenario? That's what I wish the follow-up would have been.
Because right.
What is your best case scenario? Is it that the five that are starting the season will be the five that start the majority of the season? Because if that's the case, then Ryan Bates is a luxury, an expensive luxury, as a backup. And if that's the case, then if it's not the case, then your first five are not your best five, and that's where you're starting the season. So it's easy to kind of nitpick and poke holes, but I think the bottom line is, talent-wise, maybe man for man is what he was referring to. He feels as good about the talent level, and this was as hard of a roster to make if you're an offensive lineman.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.